you of the next of that super tree, that pussy tree, that's more like a crocodile tree.
The pussy bee tree is more like a crocodile tree. What are you calling the pussy bee tree?
That's a pussy tree, yeah.
Oh, I know. I see what you mean. That bush, a branch fell down the other day and the wind didn't it, and Grandad's cut it down really low. But in the summer, when all the pretty flowers
that's
are out...
That's crocodile,
yeah. Is it? When all the flowers are out in the summer, it attracts a lot of bees, doesn't it? You think it looks like a crocodile?
That crocodile, yeah.
Or did you think it looked like a crocodile when the branch had broken?
Yeah.
When the branch had fallen down?
Yeah. What do I do now?
Oh, Mummy's got a magazine today. And somewhere inside... I saw an advert for something that I thought we might send off for Purdy.
Not yet. I need to play my toys and our real toys now.
Yes, just a moment. Look, what's on this picture?
A dog.
A dog and?
A hippo.
A hippo? That's not a hippo. Who's that?
A hippo.
It's a pussycat, a black and white pussycat like Grandma's. And what are they doing? They're waiting at the front door for...
Cheeky monkeys!
For cheeky monkeys. No, they're waiting for a letter, aren't they? It looks like the postman's dropped something through the door. It's a catalogue for pets. And I thought we'd send off for that because we've been looking since Christmas for a little pet bed for Purdy. Haven't we? And we went to PetSmart and for a tiny bed it was nearly £40. And then Mummy saw what she wanted when she went to stay with Grandma last week. But instead of having pussycats on it or some nice pattern like tartan.
What tartan means?
Tartan means it's fabric checks. We've got some tartan. Here, that's tartan.
That's tartan!
It's a tea towel, but it's got a tartan pattern on it. Mummy's got some tartan trousers upstairs. And so, Thomas Henry.
Yeah?
It had dogs on them. I thought we can't buy a Purdy a bed with pictures of dogs on it, can we?
No.
We've looked all over the place and we can't find anything, so we'll see.
I see some fish or spiders.
Oh, we don't want anything with snakes, spiders on. Oh, no. We don't really, do we?
A snake! The golden spider lummage!
A snake will come and bite Mummy, will it?
No, belly button.
Ah. So we've got to send this, Thomas. It says, please send me a copy.
Oh, I need to hold it.
It says, I have a dog or a cat. What do we have?
A pussycat called Purdy.
Pussycat called Purdy. Shall we tick that? Look, and it says pet's name. What's Purdy called? Purdy.
Purdy. Let me hold that.
Just a minute.
I need a pen.
Oh, you can't write on this, darling. You can draw on that piece of paper in a second. Purdy's birthday. When's Purdy's birthday? The 7th of December. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then shall we put our name on there?
No.
Shall we put your name?
No.
Mummy's name?
Yeah.
And what's Mummy called?
Jean.
Jean what?
Jean Mummy.
Jean Mummy. Jean Mary. Jean Mary.
Does it
Shh, don't shout. Thomas. Naughty. We're going to talk about being naughty in a minute. Aren't we? And where do we live, Thomas? That's the next part of the form. Where do we live?
I don't know.
What's the number of the house?
I don't know.
41?
No, that's 7 standard.
Thomas, you're talking rubbish now.
You're talking rubbish. Like poop poop.
Heat and Mersey, don't we?
Like poop poop.
So there we are. We fill that little form in. We'll put it in an envelope later. And then you can put a stamp on it and we'll send for that.
And a pen and a roll that big
paper. Yes, there you are. You can have a pen And you can draw on there while I get an envelope. Oh, only on the table though, not on the cloth, sweetheart, please.
A big tiger.
You're drawing a snake, a big tiger, are you?
A big crocodile. And a little snake. A big long snake. Drawing his tail. Big long snake.
Big long snake. That's nice.
Long snake.
Right, I've got an envelope now. So I'll write the address on the envelope and would you like to stick a stamp on it? Oh, actually, we don't need a stamp, Tom. We don't need to put a stamp on it. It says free post. That means you don't need a stamp.
I'll need that.
Well, we'll address the envelope and then later on we'll go out for a walk, shall we, and post it.
What do I make it now?
I'm addressing an envelope.
I'm making biscuits.
It is very quiet because I was concentrating on what I was writing.
I need a pen. Come on.
And I'm just a bit puzzled, Thomas, because the address isn't very long and I just was checking that we'd been the right address. So do you think Purdy deserves a little treat?
Yes. Purdy likes Sonic.
She does, doesn't she? Now the thing is, Purdy's old, Thomas, isn't she?
Yeah.
Because it asked when Purdy's birthday was and we said 77, but do you know how old Purdy's going to be next birthday?
Yeah.
Let's just put that down. She's going to be 18 and that's very, very old for a pussycat.
Yeah.
And at the moment, she likes to sleep on the floor in the bedroom, doesn't she, next to the radiator?
Yeah.
Because even when the radiator's not on, the pipes are running around the building. And it's warm. And this is why we thought she sleeps on a little blanket that becomes a nice little bed for her. Because she deserves some treats, doesn't she?
A bird like meat. No. A bird like sausage.
She does. Look, there's a little book there called the Cat's Record Book. What can we see in there? We've written all sorts of things about Purdy in there.
That's Purdy there.
Yes. That's right, we've got pictures of Purdy, haven't we? Do you like Purdy?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there she is.
And a little mouse.
Yeah.
And a little chair.
Yes, that's right. Pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London. So look at
the Queen.
Look, there's Purdy with a ball of wool. Pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under the chair. Look, there's a picture of Purdy asleep. And there's a picture of Ginger with a ball. Is Ginger Purdy's boyfriend? Thomas. And then look, we've got all this. This is Purdy's little file, isn't it?
Yeah, let's open it.
Let's open it. Well, look, we've all sorts of things in there. Look, there's a Valentine's card there.
Yeah.
That Purdy got.
And the last wreath.
Pardon?
The red wreath.
Oh, it's a red heart, Thomas. It's not a red wreath. And that's the birthday card she got. Oh, all sorts of things. Look, there's information there about where she stayed. When we went to Spain in the summer, she stayed in the Cattery, didn't she? Don't you know?
No, I need that. There's
all sorts of things in here.
Look.
Oh, that's a nice picture. What's that a picture of?
Hello.
Pussycats.
Look, a teacup.
And that's a certificate, look. That's a certificate from her because she's been a clever girl.
What for, Mary?
Because she's a good girl. She's a nice pussycat, Thomas. And this is why we've got to look after her very well, haven't we? No, don't. If you damage that certificate, Birdie is going to be very, very cross with you.
We're all crying.
Yes. Look, all these. All these lovely cards. Isn't that nice?
Put like this teddy bear card.
There was even a card from Grandma. Grandma doesn't really like Birdie, does she? And look, there's the telephone number of the vet. So if Birdie's poorly, we know who to ring, don't we, quickly? Can you see the picture of the telephone there?
Two telephones.
Two telephones, yes, that says...
What's been taking off?
And it just says, for emergencies, appointments, advice or information after the surgery closes, please phone this number. It's an emergency number. Now, because Birdie's been a good girl, we're going to buy her a bed.
Birdie likes sausage.
Yes, she likes sausage. Now, Thomas, sometimes you're a little bit rough with Birdie, aren't you? Mm. Look, we've got three pussycats here. Who have we got?
Jess. I need to play that one.
Who's that?
Jess.
Jess, that's Postman Pat's cat. And what colour is Jess?
Black.
And white. Isn't she?
Yeah, I need to play that one.
Do you know who that is? Yes. Do you know who that is?
Pony.
It's Gingles. Thomas, you've got a bump on your head, love. Let me have a look. Your head's been bleeding.
Yeah.
What happened?
Not anything.
Not anything? All right. Now, Gingles. Do you know why this pussycat's called Gingles?
Yeah.
Because this was Daddy's silly made-up name because it's Ginger. And we got it at Christmas when Jingle Bells was playing and he liked Jingle Bells. So he called it Gingles, which is a cross between Ginger and Jingle Bells. Gingles. That's silly Daddy. That's Gingles. And listen, Gingles purrs. Listen. Can you hear that?
And this is a stick about Ginger.
And this is... Oh, no. The two pussycats must have a fight. And look.
Fighting.
This is a ginger and white one. This is cool.
It's fighting, yes.
Oh, the label on this says ginger. We got this Christmas, didn't we? So I think on the... When we bought it in Marks and Spencer's, I think it was called Furball.
Right.
Yeah, Furball. That's ginger. That's nice, isn't it? Can you hear him purring? Shall we feed the pussycat?
Oh, yeah.
Shall we get a plate?
Yes. Ha! Silly Mooney!
Well, we've all sorts of things in here for pussycats, haven't we?
Yeah. Food!
Whoops, Daisy.
What's that, Mummy?
Whoops.
What's that?
Well, that's what a tin of whiskers sounds like when it's falling out of the cupboard. It's a tin of Purdy's food falling out of the cupboard. And look. That's the plate we bought Purdy for a birthday. And what's that got on it?
Ginger.
It's a picture of a pussycat, look. It's a picture, it says, one day Mrs. Tabitha Titwitch expected friends to tea. She fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them. Look at all the kittens, she's standing on a chair washing them with a sponge and a bowl and some soap.
It's
a drill, right. So Ginkles is eating. And then look, this is the bowl that Daddy bought Purdy at Christmas. Do you like that? It's got fish going around the outside, hasn't it? Pictures of fish and it says 2000.
What does fish mean?
Fish. The pussycats like fish.
Little fish.
And look in the bottom of this bowl. What can you see in the bottom of that drinking bowl?
A pie.
A picture of a pussycat. Right, so we've got the tin out of the cupboard. We won't open it now because these pussycats don't want the food open, do they?
No.
Right, shall we get a fork?
And if we've opened it.
Oh, we'll pretend we've opened it.
Yeah.
There you are now.
I don't like it.
No, you don't like it. You mustn't eat pussycat food, must you?
It would make me sick.
It would make you sick. You're quite right. Make me sick. It would make you sick. Right, let's take some food. What do we do? We chop it up on the plate.
No, let's open.
No, we can't open it because Purdy's already got some open. Shall we look at one that's open?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been dying to say this. Here's one I prepared earlier. Look. Take the lid off that now. Just have a smell. Don't touch it. Just smell. What does that smell of? What does it smell of?
Smells like cheese.
It smells like cheese. Well, it's supposed to be chicken whiskers, isn't it? So we'll pretend that that's the one we've opened. Right, so you're going to cut the food up on the plate with a fork.
Yeah, I need a fork.
That's the fork. Now, shall we put some water in the bowl?
Yeah.
Right, pretend to put some water in the bowl. Right, what about some crunchy biscuits? Shall we put some crunchy biscuits in the bowl?
Yay! Right. I crunchy biscuits!
Yes, but again, these biscuits are not the sort of biscuits you can have, are they? Yeah. Right, would you like to tip a few of those biscuits into that bowl, please?
Yeah.
Silence. That's it, that's for the pussycats, that's lovely. That's lovely. And look, shall we put some milk on the saucer for them?
Yeah.
Hang on, you do that.
Thanks. You real.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that nice? So what do we do with pussycats?
Brush your hair.
Look, we've got Ferdy's brush and comb here. Would you like to gently brush Gingles? And I'll brush Ginger Furball over here. Gently, that's right. And when you're brushing them, you talk and say, hello, you're a nice pussycat.
Hello, you're a nice pussycat.
That's right, and you brush them very gently, very, very gently with the comb, that's it. Oh, what a nice pussy. You're going to look so nice when Thomas has finished brushing you, aren't you? So what do we do with pussycats? We give them nice food. And nice things to drink.
Has he finished?
Would you like to brush this pussycat now? We give them nice brushes, don't we, to keep the fur clean. And then have you seen Mummy get little cottonwood balls, buds, like she uses on your ears? Mm. Have you seen Mummy get them and gently clean inside Purdy's ears and wipe him Purdy's eyes? Have you seen Mummy do that to Purdy?
I can't.
Have you seen Mummy do that?
No.
Oh, well, I do it sometimes. I just get a little bit of cotton wool. Just wipe her eyes and wipe the insides of her ears. And we give her brushes, don't we? And what else do? We talk to her and we stroke her.
And pat her.
And well, you pat her. I don't mind. But no, you pat dogs more than cats. And we tell her she's lovely, don't we? We coddle her. We let her look out of the window.
Yes.
And then do we let her outside?
Yes.
Because Purdy likes to run outside, doesn't she?
Yes.
She goes and inspects the garden, doesn't she?
I'll eat a grass.
She eats the grass, yes. And what else does she do when she's outside? Well, she runs around and gets some exercise and fresh air. And have you seen her sharpening her claws?
Mm-hmm.
She sharpens her claws and she does that inside. We have a scratching post for her. And when she's poorly, we take her to the vets. Just like you go to the doctors, we take Purdy to the vets. And sometimes we take her to the vets even when she's not poorly to give her injections so she doesn't get poorly. And when we went to Spain, did Purdy go on a holiday then?
No.
She did. Do you not remember she went to that cattery, that hotel for pussy cats? So we do lots of nice things with Purdy, don't we?
Yes, stroke her and pat her.
Well, not pat her, we stroke her. And when we've got something special for tea, if we've got some chicken or some salmon or something we think Purdy likes, I mean, Purdy loves melon, doesn't she?
Purdy likes meat.
She does like meat. Yes, we always give Purdy a little bit of whatever we're having. And then, what does she like best of all in winter? Where does she like to sleep?
No.
In front of the fire?
Yeah.
Because whose is the rug? The rug that's in front of the fire, who does that belong to?
Purdy.
That was one of Purdy's birthday presents, wasn't it, a long time ago? So we like to keep...
Purdy by your finger this night?
No, she didn't. She scratched my face the other day because I was playing with her. And she got very excited and she just touched me with her claw and it just caught me there. But she wasn't cross with me, it was an accident. But yeah. Did she bite you the other day?
No.
No?
Just you, Mummy.
Just me. All right. And we keep her dry and warm, don't we? And we show her lots of love. No, Thomas, she doesn't carve up the pussycat with a brush. That's not nice.
She on the bottom?
Yes. Yes, you can brush her on her tummy.
And on the bottom.
Well, on the bottom, yes, it's the near the tail, isn't it? You never should pull pussycats' tails. Do you know what these are called, Thomas?
Push them down. Ooh, that's pretty.
Whiskers. They have whiskers, don't they?
No, there's not whiskers.
No, none of these toy pussycats have whiskers, do you? Do you think they're all nice? Yes. Which one's your favourite?
Which is one?
Brush Jess, yes.
No fair.
No fair, no, Jess is a bit different.
No, these are more.
Jess, really, look, it's a head hugger, a neck hugger for when you're in the cold. Keep your neck nice.
I need that.
You need that brush, do you? You're going to try brushing Jess with that brush?
No, I need that.
Post on Pat's pussycat.
Called Jess.
Yeah, she's called Jess. Does she go everywhere with Postman Pat?
Yeah.
You're putting biscuits into a different bowl, are you?
Yeah. So we need them. Like that.
Yes.
Right. Put them in the big, huge bowl.
Tip them in the big, huge bowl?
Yeah.
In the large bowl? Is that a big bowl or a huge bowl or a large bowl?
I need a moon there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, just pretend the tin's open and pretend to take some out. We can't open the tin, Thomas, now, because if we open it, Purdy will have to eat it. She's already eaten today, hasn't she?
I'll have some more biscuits in there.
Would you like to put some more biscuits in there? Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, here's the packet. There's the packet of biscuits. They've gone everywhere.
Yeah.
Never mind, the pussycats will eat them, won't they?
Oh dear, dear.
What would you say if you saw somebody not being nice to Purdy? Would you be very cross?
Yeah.
Because she's your pussycat, isn't she? And with her being old, especially Thomas, we've got to take such a lot of care with her, haven't we?
This huge echo ball. You dropped it.
You nearly dropped it?
Yeah.
Shall I pick these biscuits up? Shall I put them on that plate? The pussycats might eat them straight from the plate. How about it?
Oh, what was that? It
sounded like a brush falling down.
It's not. I need to do it.
Oh, look, it's always hungry pussycats.
Meow, meow.
Is that what they say? Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to look at the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? It frightened a little mouse under her chair.
So your man making biscuits for you.
Oh, is this Jess? Look, I'm giving her a lovely stroke. Oh, and Thomas is making biscuits for you, Jess. Preparing a plate of biscuits. Thomas has another nursery rhyme, which I think you should learn. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. Are you listening? So I'll not pull her tail.
I'll not pull Papa.
Or drive her away. And Pussy and I very gently will play.
Yeah.
Do you know that nursery rhyme? Right, are you going to talk to each of the pussycats now? What about Jess? What are you going to say to Jess?
Jess, your dinner's ready now.
Oh, lovely, Jess. His dinner's ready now.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, she's really pleased. Now, are you going to stroke her gently? No, don't pick her up by her ear. Oh, she's drinking some water. That's lovely. Look, Thomas, you see, aren't you being good? You're giving her a stroke, aren't you? Oh, lovely pussy. She's enjoying
it. I need some more.
Right, more biscuits.
Yeah.
Has Jess eaten all those biscuits?
Yeah.
Goodness me. Oh, she's a lovely pussy, isn't she? And you're ever so lucky because you've not pulled a tail and she's not bitten you. She's not scratched you. Quite a lucky boy, aren't you? Right, who's this plate of biscuits for?
For Jess.
For Jess again?
Yeah.
Oh, Jess is going to be so full, Thomas, isn't she?
Yeah.
Here she comes. Gallopy, 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 gallopy. Trip, trot, trip, trot. Well, she was so keen to get to her food, she knocked the box over, didn't she?
Yeah.
Right, she's here now. Talk to her, what'd you say?
Hello, Jess, what have you been at?
I've been with Postman Pat on his van. Delivering lots of letters and parcels. Do you think we need some more biscuits when we go to the shop, Thomas?
Yes. Yes.
What about some of the other pussycats? Is there enough for them to have some biscuits?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. When you serve pussycats biscuits, Thomas, you always want to make sure there's a nice fresh bowl of water. Did you know that? You know when you have a biscuit to eat, we won't tip any more out. You know when you have a biscuit to eat, you sometimes feel a little bit thirsty, don't you? A bit dry. Yes? So we've always got to make sure pussycats...
Jess is not hungry now.
Is she not? So you're putting some of the biscuits back in the box. What about one of the other pussycats? What about Ginkles or Ginger?
How
many? Oh, look, they're both looking at the empty plate.
Meow.
Oh, that's a sad meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Oh, did you notice they were so sad when they saw the box and they got all excited? Look. What does Purdy do when she gets excited and she wants food and she can smell it? Does she start walking up the cupboard?
Yeah.
She doesn't walk on the worktops or walk up the cupboard door, but she stands on her back legs and does this with the front, doesn't she? Well, that's what these two pussycats were doing. Now, they've got a plate of biscuits, so what else do we need to give them to go with the biscuits?
Lots.
And lots more? That's right. Now, what do we do in case they get thirsty? Do they need a drink?
Yeah.
How about a bowl of water?
Oh, yes.
Would you like to prepare a bowl of water for them?
Yes. Then, you box.
Meow, meow, meow. Oh, they're very, very pleased. What do pussycats do after they've eaten?
They go to school.
They go to school? Right. They have a wash, don't they? Have you seen Purdy lick her paws? Like that, doesn't she? They've both finished their dinner, have they? That's nice. Lovely. Oh, now isn't that much better?
Yeah. The most interesting things are sad and these.
Why are they sad, Thomas?
No more dinner.
No more dinner? Well, there'll be some more later. They've eaten it all up, haven't they?
Yeah.
Have you noticed how all these...
I put it in the box.
Okay, you put them back in there, then when the next one to meal, we know where it is. Have you noticed, Thomas, that all these three pussycats have sat here, haven't they?
Yeah.
Looking at you. Yeah. Because you're treating them nicely. You've given them food, you've given them drink, you've talked to them, you've stroked them, you've not squealed, have you, or shouted, or pulled a tail. You've been a good boy. I was telling you before that Purdy's a good girl, and so we were going to give her a treat. We were going to buy her a new bed, weren't we?
Yeah.
Now listen, I think what we should do, Thomas, is get a piece of paper, and every time Thomas is a good boy, we should stick one of these stars onto this piece of paper. What do you think? Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
We've got some lovely stars in this envelope. Look at the bright colours. Gosh.
Ginger, Ginger and Dale's so sad, no more dinner.
They're sad because there's no more dinner, Ginger and Dingles. Now, look at that.
Yeah.
So every time I see you being nice to Purdy, I'm going to give you one of these coloured stars. There's green ones and pink ones. And would you like to stick some on? Orange stars. Yeah. What other coloured stars have we got, Thomas? Oh, we've got this bright yellow, haven't we? Are you feeding the pussycats again?
No more.
Well, who's going to eat that plate of food?
Gingles.
Gingles?
Yes.
How many times do you think you could be nice to Purdy in a day? I think if you were nice to her when you got out of bed, because you always say good morning to Purdy, don't you?
Yeah. Purdy doesn't talk.
No, she doesn't talk to you, but she sometimes runs away because you upset her. If you were nice to Purdy when you got up, and then if when she came downstairs for breakfast, you left her alone to eat her breakfast, that would be being nice to her, wouldn't it? And then when she waited at the door to go out, instead of squealing at her and pulling her tail, if you were nice to her and just let her look out of the window, that could be another star. And the same with every meal time, lunch, an evening meal. If you just leave her alone and let her eat her meals,
open and often.
I think before very long you have a lot of stars on your chart. Well, I've got six different colours. Well, perhaps there's a silver one there. Look, is that silver?
That's purple.
That's purple. That's silver. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, how many times do we think we can be nice to Purdy? We can be nice to Purdy when we get up, when she's having her breakfast, when she's waiting by the door, when she's having her lunch and her evening meal, when she's sitting by the fire.
Yeah.
That's six times. And then, what else could we be nice to Purdy?
Yeah, buy some
Buy something for Purdy?
Some sweets.
I don't think Purdy really eats sweets, but I think if you can be nice to Purdy, and every time we get a sticker, Thomas.
A mashed potato.
Mashed potato? You're pretending now you're in Bodger and Badger, aren't you? Then, when you've been nice to Purdy, all those times, do you think you deserve a little treat?
Yeah,
just like we're going to get Purdy a treat.
Mm-hmm. Purdy likes sausage.
So you've got to get at least seven stars. No, you don't put the biscuits on the floor, Thomas.
Purdy likes stars.
But these are for you. Purdy will be watching this every day. Purdy will watch this to see how many stars you're getting. And if you're not nice to her, we'll have to take one of the stars away.
Yeah.
And when Daddy comes home from work, I think Daddy might have a look at the chart to see how many stars you've got.
Yeah.
No, you've been very good to these three pussycats, haven't you? And are you going to be nice to Purdy? Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Oh, well, you won't get what I've got for you now then. I was going to just give you a sweet for being nice to these three pussycats, but if you'd said you were going to be nice to Purdy, I had something else for you.
I have a sweet now. I'll go do all of these toys.
You've been very good with all these toys. Why don't we pick the biscuits up? We'll put the biscuits back.
No, not now.
Well, we'll put them into the bowl for these pussycats. We'll pick them off the table, and then we'll go and have a look at what we've... Yes, I think I can give you, being a good boy.
Yeah?
But listen, darling. When we have these stars and when you've been a good boy, you might get a sweet, or we might do something that you've been wanting to do. It won't be the same treat every day.
No.
If you've been a good boy one day, you might get a jelly baby.
Get a jelly baby now.
If you've been a good boy another day, I might read you a story that you've been wanting to read. Or we might go for a walk somewhere where you wanted to go to. Or I might let you do something that you don't normally do. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
That sounds good, doesn't it? So what have you got to do? You've got to be nice to...
Purdy.
Nice to Purdy. We'll give this a go, shall we? Right, would you like a jelly baby now?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it straight in your mouth because you've been touching the pussycat's biscuits and I don't want you to touch any sweets. There you are, there are two left in the bag, so you might as well have them both. How's that? Tidy these things away.
Now?
Yes, I think so. Then we can have a look at something else, can't we? Do you like the coloured stars?
These are little shapes.
Little shapes? Yes, they're star shapes, aren't they? They're beautiful, bright colours. So I think we'll get a little pot for those. We've got a little pot somewhere. And we'll call it the Being Nice to Purdy pot. And whenever Thomas is nice to Purdy, he gets a star.
Measure star.
And you'll be able to show Nana and Grandad, won't you, when they come? Do you think they'll be really proud of you?
Yeah.
I think they will. I think they'll be really proud of Thomas Henry. Thomas, what's that in your hand? It's not one of Purdy's biscuits, is it?
Yes.
Oh, you mustn't put that in your mouth. I'm going to just wipe the table. No, Thomas, not in your mouth. Remember what we said about the red berries in the park? Who are they for? Oh, dear, dear. What's Mummy just done?
I don't know.
I do. What's in your mouth? Mummy's just knocked the bowl on the floor, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And the dad will take you away.
Pardon?
The dad will take you away.
Get an ambulance to take me away?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it's that serious, Thomas. It's a bit of a nuisance, but that's all. Have you noticed all the little shapes on these biscuits?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them look like fish bones, some of them look like tender.
I need a brush ginger now.
Do you?
Yes, just and that cone.
With that cone, just 1 minute, I'm just picking up all these biscuits.
I need that third party bag. It's my party bag.
Which party bag?
That party bag over there.
Just a minute, I can't see.
Here you go.
Just let me finish doing what I'm doing down here.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. Well, there are one or two biscuits that I can't reach, but I'm sure Purdy will be quite happy that there are biscuits lying on the floor, won't she?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
What biscuits?
One or two of these little pussycat's biscuits that we've dropped. Or I've dropped, it was my fault. Wasn't it? And what's the names of the pussycats that live next door? Molly.
Yeah.
Who else?
Gogo Alice.
Not what the dogs call Alice. But what are the pussycats called?
Ginger.
Felix. Just wipe your hands.
What are all this thing down for? What for?
Oh, look, I've moved the chair. I can see some more biscuits now.
More biscuits.
Some of Freddy's biscuits that have fallen on the floor. Oh, all right, your hands have had a wipe, haven't they?
You're getting out now, Mummy.
I'm just getting up. This is Detox. Which you might very well remember you.
I need to do that.
Well, you put it on the table the other day when Demetra was here, didn't you? And then what did you do? Started to nick it up, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Look, I need it. Come back.
Well, we finished now, Thomas. We're just going to nick the table, right?
No, now, please.
Well, we're going to have our meal on here, aren't we, Cynthia?
I need some frozen corn in a beaker.
Do you?
Yes.
Right.
Daddy brought in Tesco.
Daddy brought it in Tesco, did
you? No, in Booths.
In Booths?
Yes.
Well, Booths is a supermarket near Grandma and Grandad, isn't it?
There's a big trees. Big noise train. Yeah!
Oh gosh, when you're in the car park at the supermarkets in Nana and Grandad's, can you hear trains going past on the railway?
Big noisy ones are going and that one.
Oh gosh, they are noisy. They're always as noisy as you, Tom.
Yes.
Right. Now, for being good to Gingles and Ginger and Felix, there's a little treat here for you.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to get this all the time.
No.
Do you remember when we went to Ben and Charlotte's party?
Yeah.
This was one of the prizes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then earlier today, we've been to...
Only that opening.
Just a second. We've been to see Alison. Who knows of Alison's house? Rachel and Jonathan?
Yes.
We went with Ben and Charlotte, didn't we?
Yeah, Ben.
And they had one there, didn't they? There you are. What do you say?
Please.
Yes, please. It's called a magic spring, a plastic rainbow magic spring.
A crayon, I like it.
Oh, you can use it for all sorts. You can use it for storing flowers in or pencils.
About strawberries?
Yeah. Oh, you can put strawberries in it where you make shapes.
My Coca-Cola?
Well, no, I think Coca-Cola would fall down. But it says you can spring it downstairs. We'll have to see, won't we? No, that's because you've been a good boy to these pussycats.
A jumping thing.
Yes.
It's a rainbow, like it.
A rainbow, it is, you're quite right. It's called the Magic Spring Rainbow. Look, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. What's the other colour? Oh, it's not quite, it's pink. This is coloured pink, sort of purpley colour, blue, green, yellow, orange, red.
Then that one of the Christmas.
Pardon?
Then got one of that Christmas.
Ben got one for Christmas, yes. And Isabel got one at Ben and Charlotte's party. And earlier on today, Alison had one for Rachel and Jonathan. And you were playing with it, because what did you call it? Your fireman's hose?
Yeah.
And I saw it on the way home, so I thought, oh, I'll get that.
I need a car.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Now, that's because you've been a good boy. Now, every day, I'm not saying you're going to get a toy every day, because you won't, Thomas. You might just get one sweet, or one sip of Coca-Cola, or an ice lolly, or we might do something special you want to do, like watching
video. Ice cream!
Yes, you could have an ice cream one day, but one day, every day, if you've got enough stars on that chart, you can have a treat. Now, today's... No, you've had your treat. Your treat today, you cheeky thing. Your treat today were the two jelly babies you've just eaten and this. No more treats today. No more treats today.
Yes.
No. Cheeky.
Yes.
No. But we've still got the rest of the day to get through.
Again.
We've still got the rest of the day to get through. So listen. If you are a good boy between now and bedtime to Purdy, I shall think about giving you a Smartie, but just one. Just one Smartie.
Orange and yellow and green and purple and blue and orange.
Red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple and blue. I can sing a rainbow, too. Do you like that, don't you? Now, was that
worth... It's a jumping game.
It is.
I need to jump on it.
No, you don't jump on it, no. Was that worth being nice to the pussycats for?
Yes. Jump on.
No, you can't jump on it, you'll break it. Look, it shows you on there all the different things you can do with it. Shall we do that with it?
Yeah.
Like the box. Look, the box is showing that. We can do that with it.
What?
Well, I don't really know why.
That. Mean. Oh, that.
It's lovely, isn't it?
This for. No.
It's a magic spring, a rainbow magic spring.
This is a hose pipe going up in the air.
Is this a hose pipe going up in the air? It's bouncy, bouncy like Tigger, isn't it? So you remember Thomas Henry?
Yes.
That's quite funny because the stones we've bought are the same.
You're tickling me.
Am I?
Yes.
I'll give you a kiss as well. So I think we'll
wipe your kisses off.
You will not wipe my kisses off, you cheeky monkey. What I will do, though, talking of taking things off, is if you've been given a star for being good to Purdy, and then you've been very, very naughty to him, you might have to take the star off the chart. And you've got to have one of each coloured stars every day before you get a treat.
I'll have another treat now.
No. Cheeky.
Yes.
That treat is such a big treat to be given the toy. I think that's a very, very big treat, don't you? You won't get a toy every day, Thomas.
Yes!
No. Yes. This is a special treat because you've not only been nice to Purdy today, you've had three other pussycats to be nice to, haven't you? Jess, Gingles and Ginger. Oh, no. You're certainly not getting a toy. As I say, sometimes it might just be a little drink or a walk or we'll do something that you particularly like doing. But you've got to have one star of every colour that's in that box on that shelf every day before you get a treat. Yes?
No.
And you're not having your treat till very late in the day in case you have your treat and then be naughty to it. Because we've really...
You sit down there!
You'd like me to sit back down there, would you? I really, really would like to see you being nice to Purdy.
Not good to Purdy.
No, she's not dirty. She's beautiful and she's old and she needs looking after. And she's bitten you a couple of times now and scratched you because you've not been nice, have you?
Look, put it in there.
That's wonderful, you see. Yes, now the spring is all together. It makes a beautiful little pot for holding Purdy's bushes, doesn't it?
What that?
Yes.
Around.
Let's just do it again, let's see. Put his brush and comb in the little pot. No, in this pot, in the spring. That's lovely, isn't it? I want to see it when it looks like that, Thomas. How do we do that? It's more like what? What's it like?
Orange.
An orange?
Yes.
Funny orange, does. Oh, actually it does though, doesn't it? It looks like orange segments. Is that what you mean? Let's look at it again. We turn it round like that. Yes, ma'am. Oh, Thomas, I'll tell you what, it does look like a chocolate orange.
It's more like a dirty orange.
That looks beautiful, isn't it? It's not round like an orange, but it looks like an orange when it's been peeled. And it's got segments, you're quite right.
Have another treat?
Yes. No, you've not got the hang of this yet, Thomas.
Yes.
That treat is the only one you're getting today. Starting tomorrow, we've got to have one star from each colour on that chart before you get a little treat. And in order to earn a star, you've got to be nice to Purdy. And if you're naughty to Purdy, a star comes off. So you've got to be nice to her at least 7 times every day. Can you manage that?
No, have some sausage roll.
You'd like some sausage roll? Okay, well, it is nearly tea time, isn't it? Have we been to see Alison today?
Nope.
With Ben and Charlotte?
No.
What were you doing in the car with Ben and Charlotte?
Mm.
Were you being silly in the back?
Yeah.
What were you doing with your hat?
No.
You were putting it over your face, weren't you?
Yeah.
And what were they saying?
You're silly woman.
Oh, you're all calling one another silly women, that's right, yeah. And who came to see you this morning? At breakfast time, when you'd eaten your breakfast, you were just finishing your apple. Who came? Who waved at you through the window?
Hello.
Helena?
Yeah.
Helena came, didn't she?
Waved at through the window.
She waved at you through the window. What did you say?
Yeah, that's naughty.
No, you didn't say that's naughty. You said you're lazy. She's a clever girl.
My naughty girl.
No.
On your knee.
You want to sit on my knee?
Yes, on my knee.
Well, I think we better let you have the change first, don't you, darling?
Oh, no.
Well, you did so well yesterday in your potty, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think your tummy's a little bit upset. You've probably eaten too much fruit because you've eaten all sorts of things.
I did my leather change.
Don't throw your book down. We can read it later, but just not while you're having this tub. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Like it's gone.
Oh, what have you got? You've got the cat's brush down your vest. That was Henry. What are you doing? Silly job. You're having a nappy chair. You're taking your trousers off. Oh, dear, dear. That's a bit messy, isn't it? Yes?
Did it here?
I think we might have to run the bath. Does your tummy feel a bit sore today, love?
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
No. Take it in another vest off.
Yeah, we'll need to take your vest off. Right, let's take the trousers away. Oh, you need clean trousers. Oh dear, poor Thomas. Right, would you like to just sit up a second, darling?
Yeah.
Arms up. Right, don't touch now. Let's take your vest off. What were you doing putting the brush down there?
Oh, more like a window cleaner.
Like a window cleaner?
Yes.
Right on. The window cleaners came, didn't they?
Like this.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That sort of squeegee thing he uses. Yes. Yes, I know what you mean. It's a funny thing, that, isn't it? Don't know you not to do that, Thomas, with that brush.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, poor little boy. I think you do have a poorly tongue. Don't you?
No.
No?
Yeah.
I think you do.
I think you're not.
You think you're not?
You're seeing finding somebody hero next door.
Oh, the hero next door.
You're saying it.
Well, I can't quite remember it, Thomas, but it's something like, Sun is the hero next door. Because I never knew what they were singing. Couldn't work it out. And then earlier this week I did.
And something next door.
Sam is the hero next door. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah.
Oh, darling, darling. What's a messy darling? Okay. Do you remember what a hero is, Thomas?
Yeah.
What's a hero?
I don't know.
You don't know? It's somebody who does something very brave.
Yeah.
Usually saves somebody else.
What's a man?
Something very heroic.
What's heroic mean?
Heroic, that's just what heroic means. When somebody does something very brave.
What's heroic?
Heroic. Heroic. What? It's shortened to hero.
Oh, hero.
Hero.
I need some Coca-Cola and it down. I think my nappy change. And bigger.
Well, I'm going to just use some cotton wool.
No!
And then I think we might better go upstairs and have a look at the bathtubs.
There's lots of bubbles.
Yes, you can have lots of bubbles if you like.
Thanks. Nip. Can you kill it, Mummy?
Mummy's sneezing all the time because we're touching those combs, actually, for Purdy. Does it not make you sneeze?
No.
No, when I brush Purdy, always makes me sneeze. I've got to be very careful, haven't I? Not to touch my eyes. I've got to wash my hands when I've finished. There.
Sam next door.
Sam is the hero next door.
What for?
Well, a fireman's a big hero, isn't he? A fireman must always be saving people's lives.
People's lives.
Yes, whether it's saving people's lives because they're trapped in a fire or whether they've been in an accident and they need Fireman Sam's fire engine to help pull them out, or whether they're stuck in the mud. I mean, there's all sorts. You see it on your face.
And it will pull them out.
Yes, that's right. He needs a rope to pull them out. I think your Postman Pat video, doesn't that have somebody getting stuck in the mud? And they use a rope to pull them out. They don't get the fire brigade. I think they do it with the farmer's tractor, don't they?
Yes.
What's the farmer called in Postman Pat? What's he called?
No.
Is it Peter Fogg? Is that the fireman? I mean, not the fireman, the farmer.
Yeah.
Peter Fogg, that's right.
Peter Fogg?
Peter Fogg? Your daddy's called Peter, isn't he? Yeah. He's not called Peter Fogg, though. What's your daddy called?
Daddy.
Is that the name of your daddy?
No, that's Dirty Mummy.
It's what?
It's Dirty Mummy.
Dirty Mummy?
Yes. Stop getting dark and sunshine.
Pardon?
Stop getting sunshine.
It's dark.
And sunshining.
Dark and sunshiny. Yes. It was absolutely pouring down with rain before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Horrible, horrible, horrible day. And you don't like that at all.
And just me and you.
Just me and you. Just me and you to get stuck in the rain. Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best I can do for now.
No. Nothing. I finished.
I'm just going to wash my hands and then I think we need to move upstairs and have a nice bath.
Oh, yes.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I'm not needing that bath. I finished. I don't need a pillow anymore now.
What don't you need?
I'm not in the pillow now.
You don't need a pillow now? All right, so you throw this on the floor. I see.
Like a dustbin bag.
You've thrown it down like a dustbin bag. Just wondering what that is on the floor, Tom.
It's Purdy's biscuit.
Purdy's biscuit, yes, I think it probably is.
I think it's the jelly babies.
You think it's a jelly baby? No, I don't think jelly babies would last 2 minutes on our floor without somebody called Thomas Henry realising it was there and pinching it. That's what I think. I think it's not a jelly baby.
I think it's the jelly baby on me.
I think it's not.
I think it's this.
You think it is? I think it's not.
I think it's this. It is.
No.
Sit up now. Sit up now.
Yes.
Thanks.
Excuse me for my nose, that's...
Thank you so much.
That's quite all right. That's because I've been brushing Purdy's fur. It's made me sneeze. Right,
thank you. That's me jumping.
That's all right.
Well, thanks a lot.
That's quite all right, darling. Now head upstairs. You go upstairs and I'll start running the bath. Okay? Bye-bye. Stay a minute.
Hot dip. Oh, we need a hot dip. Oh, we need a hot dip. Oh, we need a...
You think Pop goes the weasel?
Yeah.
Right, go upstairs, darling. Be careful.
Oh, wait. Oh, we need a hot dip. Oh, we need a hot dip. Oh, we need a...